Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors continues its search for ways to close a $2 million budget gap in order to balance the budget for the 2014-2015 fiscal year. Part of the challenge involves managing budgetary changes made by federal and state government. According to County CAO Philip Smith Haynes, changes on a federal level are easy to manage, but changes at the state can have a serious local impact.
For a lot of programs, we're just administering something on behalf of the state, but they tend to like to change the rules of the game from time to time. And that can really have an impact not only on the state programs that we're administering on their behalf, but also on our local programs.
Voters have approved a measure requiring the state to provide funds for local government mandates. However, Smith Haynes explains how that problem persists.
The voters didn't actually say you're required to pay those bills. And so what happens as a consequence is that we get exactly that. We get deferred payments and we have claims going back to 2000, 2001 that the state has not quite gotten around to cutting that check.
The board is expected to approve an update to its budget adjustment procedures during this morning's meeting. The board is also expected to approve a memorandum of understanding between the County Probation Department, local law enforcement agencies, and the Law Enforcement Analysis Portal. The web-based information system will allow local law enforcement agencies to better share public safety information, allow public access to that information, and provide more information to probation officers. The grant funding comes in light of the state's realignment program, which has sent more and more offenders to local probation departments, and this is in an effort to provide better resources for the increased caseload. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating a missing Rio Del woman who was last seen in Eureka in mid-January. 37-year-old Sheila Franks is an adult white female, 5'5", 120 pounds, with strawberry blonde hair and blue eyes, who has not been in contact with her mother in several weeks. That behavior is considered out of character, and her mother called to report her as a missing person. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The United States Forest Service, with assistance from the Sheriff's Office, is searching for the driver of a Jeep Liberty who fled from forest officers on Saturday, injuring one officer and leading a second to fire his weapon at the fleeing vehicle. The incident happened on Highway 36, and officers from the CHP and local police departments responded to the scene in pursuit of the Jeep. The CHP was able to disable the vehicle, but the driver managed to flee the area on foot. The injured forest officer has been treated and released from the hospital. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A California Highway Patrol officer responded to a report of a suspected hit-and-run incident on Calpac Road in Hoopa on Monday after a call came in that two children, both 6 years old and who were riding a small motorcycle, had been hit by another vehicle. The driver of that second vehicle, 19-year-old Justy Mastin, was headed northbound on Calpac when the two children, who were riding on public land, crossed onto the roadway directly into the path of his vehicle. Mattson stopped immediately and went to a nearby residence for help, and both children were taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. DUI as a factor in the collision has not been ruled out, but it appears the initial report of a hit-and-run was without merit, as Mattson stopped, remained on scene, and assisted. 20-year-old Arcata resident Dylan Arcani could be facing criminal charges after he fled from a sheriff's deputy who attempted a traffic stop on Samoa Boulevard on Monday afternoon. The deputy spotted Arcani on a Suzuki motorcycle without license plates, and when the lights and siren were activated, Arcani sped away headed towards Samoa and Arcata at speeds reaching over 100 miles per hour. The deputy lost sight of Arcani but later found him lying in the road suffering from major injuries. Arcani, while fleeing, had attempted to drive around a car driven by a 17-year-old Eureka woman who was turning left at Dean Street. Arcani clipped the vehicle and was thrown from his bike. He was taken to the hospital for treatment of major injuries, and the driver of the car suffered minor injuries and was treated and released. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.